Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Every Thursday at this time, we connect with Lisa Newell. She publishes the Gulf Breeze News, and she gets us up to date on what's happening in the breeze. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. We have got Splash Magazine out a little early, so the June issue is out. Lots of great information in there this week. I mean, we've got, of course, the Sea Turtle Baby Shower is happening on Saturday. That's always a lot of fun. Also very educational about how important the sea turtles are. We've also got information about a brand new restaurant on the beach, Senior Frogs, which apparently is a hoot. Apparently the food's good, too.
That's great. Love it.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You've also got stuff about the graduating class, and which is always very interesting for the Gulf Breeze High. And you've also got a discussion about the bridge that is not going to get built now, right?
Well, they still have to build a bridge over to Navarre Beach. But the way they're going to build it, that's still up in the air. And the county commission did meet. They talked about all the options. They had a proposal from a company that builds bridges, and they wanted to, you know, show what they could do and also tell them that there would be a toll. Well, that did not go over very well with the people on the county commission. They turned them down. They're going to continue looking for other alternate methods. They're hoping they can get some government money to help them build this bridge. The bridge does need to be replaced. So that was one of the topics of this discussion, the county commission meeting. Interesting. That also was a topic about Juana's Pagoda. And they are wanting to get a lease extension. And one of the county commissioners, James Calkins, decided that he did not think they should do that and that it should be opened up to the public to see if they wanted to take over that lease. Well, we have an editorial written by Pam Brannon. Pam has lived in Navarre for years. She used to own the Navarre News, and she remembers when the Redsky brothers were just getting started and brought that idea to the county commission. And over the years, the county commission has made a lot of money off of Juana's Pagoda Grill.
Yeah.
A lot of money. And, you know, the situation is that it's hard to start a business on Navarre Beach. It's, seasonal. For many years, we've had hurricanes, we've had oil spills, we've had this and that, and those guys have made it work. And so there's going to be a public hearing June 10th, and so people are invited to come out and talk about it because, honestly, it sounds like, you know, if you have a business on the beach and you build it from scratch and during all of these hardships, that the county, some team members of the county think that they should just come over and take it over and give it to someone else.
we covered this a lot on the show, and I still am just amazed by the idea that they think, that James Calkins thinks that somehow Juana's is like raking in all of this dough and not talking about how much money has been contributed to the county because of the 5% deal that they have. I mean, it's just, yeah, I'm glad to see that editorial. So agreed. You've also, one of the things happening in Gulf Breeze is changes to the operation rules for rental, like boat operators or whatever, at Shoreline Park.
Yeah, you know, Shoreline Park is pretty much the only game in town. Most people want to take one to launch their boats there because it's close to the pass. It's, you know, it's got parking. But it ends up that we have a lot of other people who want to use it, not just people who live in the city, and I'm guilty of that as well. I don't live in the city. But there are people who run their businesses out of there. And the city right now is trying to find a compromise because a lot of those people that they may run a pontoon business or a jet ski business, they come down, they pay like a $10 fee to the city to have a business license there. Meanwhile, they're using, you know, taking it availability at the boat launch, also parking the vehicles, and then the people who meet them down there are parking their vehicles. Anyway, they're trying to find a compromise on that, and so they've instructed staff to go out and figure out how to make that work for everybody. So that is one of the things they discussed. And another thing that I discussed was smoking and vaping in the park.
Yeah.
I think it's already illegal to smoke in the parks, but I think this might be something they're looking at strengthening just in case the marijuana amendment passes. So they are looking also at that. So those are two ordinances that they discussed at the city council meeting.
Yeah, it's I think it's not illegal yet, but I could be wrong about that. You might be right. I thought it was not yet, and they were working on it. But this becomes a possibility because the state de-preempted the regulation of smoking in parks, other than for, what, cigars, I think, is the one that you still can't regulate. So we got to make sure to protect all of the guys smoking their cigars from any interference from your locals. But, you know, regulate your cigarettes as much as you like. It's kind of the takeaway there. So, well, man, lots of very interesting stuff in the paper. Look forward to seeing the hard copy for that or online. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, thanks for keeping us informed. Thanks for the time on Thursday mornings. I appreciate it.
And I hope to see you at the Sea Turtle Festival on Saturday.
That's great. 8:16 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading westbound on Olive Road, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right as you approach Palafox Road. And heading southbound on Palafox, as you approach the intersection with Massachusetts Boulevard there, is that Massachusetts Road or Street or Boulevard?
Avenue.
I'm blanking. Avenue. I didn't even name it. If you're heading southbound on Palafox Road at the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up. That is due to some road work. Lane changes and everything are prevalent in that area. So drive with caution. Expect delays. And seeing some traffic building up on Tahar Drive as you intersect with Palafox Street this morning. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear westbound on 98 all the way until the 3 Mile Bridge. That is building up just slightly right before the 3 Mile Bridge, but clear as you exit the bridge into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've been thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide whether it's time. I mean, if you're thinking about it, it's time. Probably, right? Most likely. If you're avoiding thinking about it, like you hear me talking about Frontier Motors, like, Andrew, stop. Okay, well, probably you're avoiding dealing with what you know to be the case, which is you probably need a new car. Okay, so go to Frontier and look around. They've got a lot of different good quality, almost new, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition cars on the lot, vans, trucks, sedans, SUVs, Jeeps. And what I recommend is go, you know, sit in several, see how you like how they feel, you know, and drive several, like drive 4 or 5. And then also drive one that's out of your category. Drive one that you do just for fun almost. Like, you know, you're thinking about buying a minivan, try a Jeep. And what you might decide is, yep, I don't need a Jeep. Or you might be like, huh, now tell me about these ducks. You know, like, you never know what you might decide or what you might discover. And that's the point. It's there. It's available. It's the buffet of cars. Have fun with it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and Jim's Firearms is proud to honor our military. During the month of May, Jim's Firearms proudly thanks our troops for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to the fight for our freedom. Join Jim's Firearms in saluting the men and women who serve our United States military. Jim's Firearms, on the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Sorrento Road in Pensacola. Stop by today or visit jimfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, they truly are the best in town.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from Pinair Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from Pinair is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a Pinair home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at pinair.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tom Bodatin, we'll leave the light on for you.
And you told me not to drive, but I made it home alive. So you said that only proves that I'm insane. You may be right, I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for.
So last night was the surrender of the city at Seville Quarter and Phineas Foggs, and it was, as always, a fun event. It's one of my favorite events for the year just because it's, you know, it's history, but it's not history. And it's serious, but it's really tongue-in-cheek. And it's, you know, it's funny. You get jokes get made and, you know, by the different people that were there. For example, Chip Simmons had a pretty good joke. He had actually several really good jokes, including jokes at the expense of the county commissioners.
Dear invading force, put the bottle down and listen. We have conducted our reconnaissance mission and have determined that the citizenry of Pensacola are preoccupied and should not put up much of a fight. They seem to be busy right now studying yet another plan for a grass field they call OLFA.
Ouch.
Some of them are serving on a grand jury.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no. That's, woo. All right, so there's that. And the person who came behind him was the aforementioned commissioner, Lumen May.
Be it hereby proclaimed that by the Escambia County Board of County Commission that the citizens of Escambia County, Florida, and all those within its confines are hereby directed to surrender all of the county commissioners' retirement funds to their owners. Thank you so much!
That's a good joke. We're hereby ordered to surrender all of our retirement funds. That's funny. Then Village, got a chance to talk to Lumen last night. It was a good event, always a good event. Then Terry Shashadi, the commanding officer, Captain Shashadi, Village, the commanding officer of NAS Pensacola.
All right, and now, ladies and gentlemen, a very special time. It's not every day the United States Navy gets to be represented at a surrender ceremony. And there is nobody who fights it harder than this man. Your commanding officer of NAS Pensacola, Captain Terry Shashadi.
I always love the drum. It just cracks me up every time.
All right. Good evening, everybody. As everybody knows, the past 2 years, I have refused to send surrender. This year, I will do the same. However, what I will do is provide quarter to you and your queen, as well as 250,000 estimated people that will attend this year's 2024 NAS Pensacola Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. So, if you haven't seen it, we will also have the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds in attendance.
Yes, it will. Looking forward to that. And then he introduced a special guest.
To help me present this token of this agreement that we have, I would like to introduce somebody that you may know. He's not wearing his usual garb, but I would like to, from the left, introduce Commander Alex Bosarmatov to help me present... And like I said, this little token, as many of us know, you know, you can't have a fiesta without a piñata. So we have a nice little rocket piñata to help with our theme for this year's air show, which just might be the 55th anniversary of the moon landing.
Alex Armitage, by the way, of course, is the commanding officer of the Blue Angels, and he was there. It's kind of interesting because he was in whites, and I'd never seen it. I'd seen him in the khakis because of the movie. Where he was just kind of coming on the team in that. And then from his introduction to us when he was told that he was going to be the next commanding officer. But I'd never seen him in whites, and I realized I should have taken a picture or gotten a picture with him, and I didn't, so I failed. Anyway, Alex Armitage, and they get this piñata, and I'm also worried, like, a piñata, piñatas never go well. But this was a pull piñata, just you, like, pull the plug out and everything falls out. It was an easy piñata.
With that, boss, would you help me present this token to Don Christopher Luna?
Thanks, Billy. Because I haven't met, my name is Alex Armitage. It's my honor to be part of this event, and it is also my honor to bring a whole ton of traffic to the Air Station Pensacola that I have nothing to do with fixing. Sorry for that.
Sorry to bring all that traffic to the base that I don't get to fix, right? Because the Blue Angels is why people go to the base for the homecoming air show.
I'll first read the certificate. To Tristan DeLuna and his queen at the Naval Air Station Pensacola 2024 Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. Friday, November 1st, Saturday, November 2nd, at which time Naval Air Station Pensacola, November 1st and 2nd, will be surrendered to the city and the peoples of Pensacola, Florida.
There we go. Do it.
Ready, hit it.
Hey. exciting. And then Fiesta's officially on now.
Hey, Bicho.
Hey.
Gentlemen, let the Fiesta celebration begin. Hey, Bicho.
Speaking of Fiesta, we've got the Fiesta Boat Parade that comes up this Saturday at 1:45. Best place to watch is be from Sanders Beach, Kryn Jones Resource Center, or Plaza de Luna in downtown Pensacola. All kinds of other things going on, including the Senior Chill Out, which comes out a week from now, Friday, June 7th, at all your area Lowe's centers, where you can help seniors who experience dangerous heat by donating AC units or fans, or monetary contribution is also always welcome. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, if you're heading westbound on Olive Road, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up as you approach Palafox, so expect some delay through that intersection. And if you were traveling southbound on North Palafox Street, there is some road work happening at the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue. That is some lane changes going on, really backing up traffic on Massachusetts heading eastbound and southbound on Palafox Street. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Fresh from Florida. The best part of summer is already here. Locally grown, Fresh from Florida watermelon. Fresh from Florida, there's sunshine in every bite. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Sorry. What made you laugh?
Sorry, that was really unprofessional, but it was the sunshine in every bite.
Ah, that's their tagline. No, that's their fun. It's a great line. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former President Trump speaking this just moments ago in front of the courthouse in New York.
This is a very sad day for America. The whole world is watching. And it's a very sad day for New York. I've gone through two of these trials already. With the same kind of a judge. It's all worked. It's all rigged. The whole thing, the whole system is rigged. Judge Engoron was overturned 5 times in my case, and he's going to be overturned again.
And again, that just maybe 3-4 minutes ago, right in front of the courthouse, the jury about to begin deliberations for their second day. North Korea launched 10 short-range ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. South Korean officials condemned the launch and have promised to respond to any provocation. And Andrew, there was another near miss at the Reagan International Airport in Washington, D.C.
2134, Kansas, take off clearance. To begin, zero op, go around.
Rejecting the takeoff, 2134.
And zero op, op, I cannot go around. We were already on the ground.
And that from yesterday afternoon. It's the second near collision between two planes on the runways in that at that airport in several weeks. An American Airlines flight apparently had been cleared for takeoff, had to slam on the brakes when another plane came in for a landing on a cross runway. The two planes within about 1,000 feet of each other or so. The FAA now terrifying. Investigating that.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. At 8:28 here on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, we finally found out what the type of plane was that had crashed, and it was an F-35 is what went down. Now, here's why that's important, especially for those of us who care about naval aviation, but just kind of in general. So the F-35s are already having – it's been a platform beleaguered by problems. I mean, it's an amazing weapon system. But it has also been a, you know, a cost problem, a technology problem. They're now actually not taking delivery of them because of its inability to receive the latest upgrade. So they've got this ever-expanding fleet of undelivered F-35s, like sitting in a warehouse somewhere for – anyway. But now this one that's crashed is extra – now, the pilot was good, and it was a civilian pilot, contractor pilot. It was flying it for Lockheed. But this one that's crashed, the reason this is a problem is because it was one of the test planes – and there are not very many of them. And now that we're down a test plane, that is going to further impede the pipeline for fixing the problems to accept the upgrades that are going to eventually make it possible to start accepting delivery of the most recently fabricated ones. You follow? So this is definitely a problem for the platform, for the project, for the military in an ongoing sense. And again, this is... Unfortunately, this is a platform which has had all kinds of issues and is like right now we're not even taking delivery of them is, you know, kind of the current status of this. 437-1620. Oh, also in the military zone, interesting note, there's a proposed pay raise for members of the military, which is fairly significant if it makes it all the way through. But we're talking about 19.5% pay hike for junior enlisted service members next year. House Armed Services Committee advanced the defense policy bill. And then you also have, there's a slightly smaller, I think it's a 10%, no, sorry, 4.5% raise for service members of all ranks. But the E1 through E4 raise would add 15% on top of that, meaning that they would get almost a 20% raise next year. Other major compensation provisions include basic allowance for housing to cover 100% of housing, not just 95% it does now, because, of course, housing is out of control. But, you know, there's more steps before this becomes final, but that's what it looks like it's headed for at this moment.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The jury in former President Trump's criminal hush money trials back in court this morning after about 4.5 hours of deliberations yesterday. They've asked to have the judge's instructions and some testimony read back.
They want to find out more about the meeting that Trump had with National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, Michael Cohen, where they hammered out the agreement to buy the silence of women who could hurt his campaign, according to prosecutors.
Fox's Eric Shawn. Pro-democracy activists are convicted in Hong Kong.
This is the latest sign of freedoms disappearing in the special administrative region of communist China. The 14 people found guilty of conspiracy to commit subversion could face up to life in prison. It's the city's biggest national security case under a law imposed by Beijing.
Fox's CJ Papa. Two people were acquitted today. 31 others already pleaded guilty and will be sentenced along with these 14. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 78 degrees, and it looks like mostly cloudy skies this morning. Congressman Matt Gaetz is touting some big wins that are included in this year's National Defense Authorization Act. Gaetz says the annual defense spending budget includes $191 million for military construction at local at bases here in our area.
The Northwest Florida military mission has had more than $800 million in additional investment during my time in the United States Congress. For our community, that means more money for the folks that run the dry cleaning businesses and the restaurants and all of the different local business firms.
And Gaetz says that $98.5 million will go towards the building of an advanced helicopter training system hangar at NAS Whiting Field, another $16.5 million towards construction of hurricane-ready dorms at NAS Pensacola, and there's also a requirement for the Navy Secretary to come up with a plan to replace that Blue Angels hangar. The Florida High School Athletic Association has a meeting set for next Tuesday. They'll be voting on name, image, and likeness for high school athletes over the last several months. Board members have had several workshops on that topic. Currently, 30 states and D.C. allow high schoolers to profit from their name, image, and likeness. The board will also vote on adding an 8-team championship division for all team sports. Under the proposal, it would take the 8 highest-ranked teams on Max Preps rankings, regardless of classification, and put them into their own bracket. Well, ECUA is set to begin repair work on the Bayou Marcus birding trails in a couple of days. Executive Director Bruce Woody says it'll be done in two phases.
There's an entrance off of Alcade Drive. We're going to close the whole west side of the boardwalk from that entrance west and do that as phase one. That entrance will remain open, but only the east portion of the boardwalk will be open. After that is completed, then we'll close the southern part of the boardwalk in phase two, and the only access will be through Alcade Drive.
Woody says crews will be working on replacing the wood surface on the boardwalk. That project expected to take about a year or so to complete. The trail runs from the ECUA Water Reclamation Facility through the Bayou Marcus Wetlands and is part of the Great Florida Birding and Wildlife Trail. A man in the hospital in critical condition after reportedly setting himself on fire inside of a Publix in the Tampa area yesterday. Several bystanders rushed to the man's aid and put the flames out, and the fire department was called. They did respond there. It's unclear at this point why exactly the man did it. Tate High School getting a big grant to renovate an unused auto body shop they've got on campus. Once the renovations are complete, they'll be starting a new program to train students to be certified auto service techs.
This really will be able to change the trajectory of a number of students' lives. Also, they will have transferable skills that will allow them to go into other areas if they are so inclined.
And Triumph Gulf Coast awarded the school the grant of $617,000 to complete those renovations. That program expected to launch next fall. It is 8:35, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. What are you seeing this morning?
Well, if you're heading westbound on Olive Road, you can expect to see some traffic built up right before the intersection with North Palafox Street. And if you're traveling southbound on North Palafox, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up at the intersection with Massachusetts Avenue. That's due to some road work that's happening there. So expect delays. Use caution driving through there. Might be road workers present. We are still seeing some traffic built up on the intersections of Fairfield and Palafox and Tahar and Palafox as well. If you're coming into town from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a little bit of a traffic buildup right before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clearing up as you pass the park and get onto the bridge, clear all the way into Pensacola this morning. Pacer Milton, we are not seeing any significant backup on Woodbine or Chemukla Highway with their respective intersections with US 90, and you are clear over the bridge into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a beautiful, warm, and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 88 degrees. 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. Beautiful weather for Friday as well, with a 20% chance of a stray shower, high near 88. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 73. We'll have a few more isolated showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, with a 40% chance of rain, high near 86. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Well, watch out for those stray sprinkles, but otherwise mostly cloudy right now across the area. 78 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton. And your money now looks like another down start for the markets today. The Dow is down 318 points at 38,122. S&P down 17 points at 52,48. The Nasdaq down almost 75 points at 16,846 this morning. 10-year bond rate down at 4.56%. Gold prices not changed today at 23,41.20. Silver prices down 63 cents, though, at 31.75. Crypto is up. Bitcoin, crypto up across the board. Bitcoin up 688.91 at 68.63. 10. After a failed attempt a couple weeks ago, Boeing is preparing to launch NASA astronauts into space over the weekend. On Saturday, NASA, Boeing, and United Launch Alliance are hoping to successfully send that Starliner spacecraft to the International Space Station with astronauts on board for the first time. First-time jobless claims were up a bit for the week ending May 25th. According to the numbers released today from the Labor Department, 219,000 initial requests for unemployment were made. That is up 3,000 from last week and up about 1,000 from what most analysts had been expecting. Millions of older Americans apparently are still struggling with student loan debt. New survey from the Federal Reserve Board found that 2.2 million Americans over the age of 55 have student loan debt that they are still trying to pay off. Half of those borrowers are in middle-income brackets. On average, they all still owe about $58,000. It is 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great-tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never-frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softley Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So the other day we were telling you about the house from Home Alone that's up for sale, even though some features of it and most all the features of it on the inside don't look anything like the movie except for, you know, one part. But most of it doesn't look anything like the movie. But it led me to my question, which is, would you want to live in a famous TV or movie house, or even, I guess, kind of in a famous house, you know, because there are houses that were owned by celebrities or something like that, or, you know, where some famous, probably infamous incident took place. Would you want to live in a TV or movie house? 437-1620. If so, what one? What one? And I will allow even you to give an answer that's a one that doesn't even exist. Like, you can pretend, like, I'd really want to live in a Flintstones house. I don't know why you'd want to live in a house where you got to go get in the car and run your way to work. But, you know, whatever your answer is, it's your answer. That's fine. We can talk about it. 437-1620. 437-1620. Tell me if you would, and you can feel free to say no, I would not. I do not like green eggs and ham, and I do not like famous houses. No, thank you, Sam. 437-1620, 437-1620. Jimmy, would you want to live in a famous TV or movie house of any kind?
Yeah, I always thought that house from Amityville Horrors looked pretty cool.
Nice. You know, Halloween. I like the house in Halloween. It's pretty good. Yeah.
You know, you know how Elon Musk bought Gene Wilder's house?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
He bought that house. I don't know why. I think he said he just wanted it, but he
like
said
it's a weird house, or it just belonged to Gene Wilder.
He said there were like it belonged to him, but it's like because of that, it's very odd.
I would expect it to be unusual on the inside.
And
yeah.
I think he said there were like there's like art on the walls that Gene Wilder owned, and there's like even cups in the cabinet and stuff like that was just sold like all with the house.
So like all of the Gene Wilder lifestyle attachments.
Yeah, it's like you buy the house to be Gene Wilder.
I see. I okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're gonna pretend to be on the inside of. Oh, I don't know that that's where you want to be, but okay. It's like being John Malkovich or something.
Yeah.
842 on News Radio Pensacola. Would you want to own or live in a famous house? Now, and you can let your imagination run a little bit here, because the problem with a lot of these houses is it's not just that they don't exist, it's that they're a composite of different things. Like the Brady House is a good example of this. The Brady House exterior is not even remotely connected to what you think of as the interior of the Brady House. The Brady House inside was a completely different location. And so which one do you want, the inside or the outside? Well, I don't, you know, this is kind of the problem.
You know which house I would actually really love to live in?
Oh, do tell.
The house from That 70s Show, Eric Foreman's house.
Because of the house or?
Because of, I mean, it's
careful.
Nostalgic.
I really like the basement.
I grew up. The basement's cool. The basement's cool.
A lot of stuff happens in the basement.
Yes, definitely. No, I just grew up on that show, and I always thought that it was a
cool-looking
house. Okay,
so that's
you know?
Your identity. All right, I
yeah,
got
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, shag rug, a little bar in the corner, basement with a couch and a TV, you know, that you can hang out with your friends in.
I got
know why
you.
You're looking at me.
I don't know. I'm just. It's an interesting story. I'm learning a lot about you this morning, Jimmy. I appreciate that.
I don't even think that's surprising.
That's part of the charm. 437-1620. Oh, this is a funny answer. The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I love that. Jimmy, you stole the joke. What joke did you, about the Amityville?
Oh, I guess so,
okay,
yeah.
All right. I'd like to live in the Addams Family House. Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. But do you have to live in black and white? Somebody says the Munsters. Oh, same thing. You know, yeah. I just think, oh, and this is funny. Three texts in a row. Addams Family, text one. Text two, the Munsters. Text three, Munsters or Addams Family. I think we have a lot of weird people listening to this show. I just, you know, I'm going to put it out there, okay? I would love to live in the Shire, Bilbo Baggins' house. Oh!
That's cool.
That's a
There's actually an Airbnb that you can stay in that's modeled after that. Yeah.
The only drawback, and I don't mean this to cramp your dream, is I think you're probably ducking your head a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, it's not Gandalf size, it's Bilbo size, you know, so you do have that to contend with. But that'd be cool. I used to, this is unrelated to family fantasy, you know, movie houses, but I used to always think it'd be cool to live in a house that was underground. I don't know why. I just always did, you know, have, you know, grass on the top of the roof or that kind of thing. I just thought that was a neat thing. And the older I got, the more, I mean, you know, good for hurricane defense, not so good for everything else. Although heating and cooling is an advantage. Somebody here says Winchester Mansion. Oh, I'm not familiar with that one. If it's a mansion, I'm sure it's fantastic. Somebody says, this is one I had. The Jetsons Sky House, the house in the sky. I mean, because the technology is amazing. Yeah. Absolutely. David, you look like you want to weigh in here. Do you have something coming to mind? House of fantasy that you want to live in from fiction?
Absolutely. Actually, I don't know that I'd want to live there, though, but... the Breaking Bad house. I would love to own that house. Best TV show ever made, right? Yeah. One of the best TV shows ever made. There is so much money to be made if you own the house.
I got you.
I would charge people $10 to throw a pizza on the roof. I'd be set.
So, well, I looked up because, you know, there's a lot of Airbnbs that are modeled after famous houses, and you can actually stay in that house in Albuquerque.
Can you really?
Yeah, it's an Airbnb. In addition, you can, you know, stay in... let's see, Tony Stark's cabin. There's the Godfather Mansion on here. Harry Potter's childhood home. All these are like Airbnbs that you can stay in.
I think for a lot of these places, it would be super fun to stay in it for a night.
I don't know. Sure, I think I'd like to stay in the Bachelor Mansion for a little bit. That's crazy.
Oh.
$6,000 a night.
Okay, I have you've given me the answer. I know the answer to this question. There's the answer to this question.
Is it the Cobra Kai Mansion?
It's not. It's not. But just wait. Tell them about traffic.
Oh, traffic is
Are you ready?
Thing. Yeah, I'm ready.
I know. I mean, it's not like you're doing anything else.
If you are coming into Pensacola from Cantonment on South Highway 29, you can see a little bit of traffic built up going southbound. Pace and Milton looking good. No traffic building up on Chemukla, Woodbine with their respective intersections with Highway 90. And coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you guys are looking clear all the way westbound on 98 into Pensacola this morning. A lot of traffic just built up in downtown Pensacola, so use caution at every intersection because it looks to be building up this morning. If you see anything else on the road or you want to tell us which house you would love to live in, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620.
I kind of don't want to mention it just yet because...
it's a bomb.
Oh, no, somebody else texted it in. Okay, so here you go. Batman's house.
Batcave.
Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a mansion upstairs and it's a party down beneath, right? I mean, like, plus, I assume that the house comes with the contents, right? So you get the bat pole, you get all of the goodies, you got the tumbler.
I'm sure it does. You get to drive the
Batmobile, Batcopter. I mean, you get a lot comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely in. 437-1620. Jackie Treehorn's house from the Big Lebowski. Okay. Gilligan's Hut. As long as it comes with Marianne. I don't think that you get to inherit women. 437-1620. Pretty sure that in this country, anyway, it doesn't work. Of course, that's international territory, so... I don't know. Maybe the rules are different. The Beverly.
Definitely keep talking. You're making it much better the more you say.
Hey, the rules of an island nation run by a skipper captain. You never know what's going to be true.
Hey, here's a change of subject. Downton Abbey's castle. You can stay at the Downton Abbey.
Yeah, but no, they run into financial troubles. I mean, it'd be a great house to have, but can you afford to upkeep it? I mean, they had to like start thinking about selling it off and all that. So that's you know, more money, more problems.
You can stay there for $140 a night.
Can you?
Yes, but it's a huge place, so I imagine
there's like you're
a
not
lot
alone.
Of, yeah, it's just
okay,
like a hotel.
You don't get to command the servants or anything. So
I guess
okay.
Not.
The Beverly Hillbillies house—that's a good one. Let's see. So I'm not going to talk about that one on the air. But somebody texted in where a horrible incident took place at a house, and let's leave it at that. Let's see. Oh, the San Carlos Hotel in its heyday—that's a good answer. The Playboy Mansion. Really? Really? How much hand sanitizer do you have to own to be comfortable? I mean, are you getting in that pool? Because I'm not.
We should revisit
not
that. What do you do in a hotel room whenever you get in there?
the Playboy man. Oh. Anyway, Let's see. I read Berenstain Bears to my children, and we always talked about living in their treehouse. Oh, that's a great answer. Somebody says the White House would be okay. Oh, and you know, maybe better for all of us if you did. For
I have a good one right here.
Oh, go on.
The Fresh Prince.
Oh,
mansion.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's pretty nice. That's all right. So somebody else texts in the Batcave. The house from the Dallas TV show. Not the house, but for the 40 acres that it's on. The Biltmore. Oh yeah, God, the Biltmore is amazing. That's true. Somebody says, oh, I want to live in the Merovingian's house in the Matrix. Nice, deep cut B-side. I like that. The sailboat from Miami Vice. It's an Airbnb in the Keys. So, oh my God. The spaceship house on Pensacola Beach. Oh, that's interesting. I don't think that's not rental. That's not an Airbnb though, is it? Spaceship house.
I don't think that is.
Graceland. Somebody says Buckingham Palace. Y'all dream big. I like it. I like what I'm hearing from y'all. So that was our question for this. See, the reason we do this, if you haven't been on the been listening to the show for a long time, you haven't heard me explain this. We do something different from the news. We started it during COVID because it was like 4 hours of COVID every day, and I got exhausted. And I said, we got to do something fun. And then we've just been doing it ever since. So it's something you can talk about with your kids, your coworkers, your family. You know, you're taking your walk with your honey. You want to ask a frivolous question. You never know where those questions and those discussions are going to go. So it's just always something different on the frivolous topic. Oh, we got just quickly Magnum PI's Robin Masters house in Hawaii. Sanford and Son. Really? Okay, and Swiss Family Robinson. That would be fun.
They just want to live in the Sanford and Sons, like, auto?
The junkyard?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really get that. Oh, and somebody else texted in the Swiss Family Robinson. That's a really good answer.
Somebody said paid off house.
My dream house is just one that's
we all want to live there.
No debt. We all want to live there. all right, hey, if you're getting hungry later, not just now because they're not quite open yet, but later today, and you want some really, really good Hawaiian food, go to Pounder's Hawaiian Grill. Just opened March 9th. Right here in Pensacola. They've been operating to our east, and Okaloosa is the one I know the most in Crestview. Man, the place is fantastic. Every time we'd go there, seriously, I would go back in the back and say, man, the food was great. When are you coming to Pensacola? And I don't know if that influenced them, but I hope it did because they are now here. We went there for my son's birthday. It's so good. It's affordable. You know, for the price, you get an amazing amount of food. And just trust me. It's in the University Mall on North Davis Highway across from Academy Sports and the old Dickies, like right in front of JCPenney. Can't miss it. Fantastic food. Not open on Sunday or Monday. They give their employees a break 2 days a week. So go there before Saturday or wait till Tuesday. 852 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. For those 10 seconds or less, I'm free.
I got a text in here from somebody who says, Andrew, thank you for getting the bridge lights on. Oh, I wish I could take credit. I don't think I can. But no, I don't think so. Is it raising questions? Is it asking people? Is it, you know, raising? I mean, I don't. It seems unlikely. Man, if I had power to move FDOT, even a nudge, I would feel like that's. I don't think I do. But no, the bridge lights were on last night. They were running red, white, and blue colors, and it was gorgeous. There were a couple of parts that I thought maybe there was like some yellow part on the north side of the hump that I didn't quite understand what that was. But took a video, put it up on our Facebook page. You can see it for yourself. Or just, I hope, go tonight and see. Oh, somebody made an interesting comment, though, about the bridge lights. They said one of the problems when it's running that color scheme in particular is when you're coming from Gulf Breeze going to Pensacola, you know how the far end of the bridge kind of bends to the right a little bit? And so when you look down, what it kind of looks like is there's a bunch of cop activity on the north side of the bridge, which, I thought that when it was running blue lights as a test phase. I thought that same thing. And so that can be a little disconcerting. You're like, oh, what's going on up here? No, it's red, white, and blue, you know, for, Independence Day. And also because the governor said we should run them from Memorial to Independence Day. And I guess that had not apparently meant us right away, but it did mean us last night. And let's hope it stays. I mean, you know, I like it. I think it's very cool. Very hard to take a photograph of, darn it. But I did. I did my very best for that. 8:55 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
Well, we are looking pretty clear coming into Pensacola from Pacer Milton. Not seeing any significant backup on Woodbine or Chemukla with their respective intersections with US 90. And if you're coming in with Cantonment from Cantonment, there's not too much happening on US South Highway 29 as you get into Pensacola. And same for Gulf Breeze and Navarre, clear all the way westbound on 98 into Pensacola this morning. There's a lot of traffic building up downtown, specifically on 9th Avenue at the intersection of East Gregory Street and Chase Street. And just all over downtown this morning as we get into that rush hour. So use caution driving through here because we are seeing at every intersection some kind of backup. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. 8:56. What else do we have going on? I feel bad laughing about this, but I thought it was funny. The Dodgers were playing the Reds the other day, and it was over the weekend. It was, I think this was the Sunday game, maybe, and there was rain coming, which seems like a lot of games had rain impacts over the weekend. And so they're putting the tarp out on the field, you know, and the 15 or whatever people that pulled the tarp, and they're running because that's what you do. You go fast. You try to cover the field because you don't want the rain to damage it, right? Well, they ran so fast that something unintended happened.
Good news, bad news. Good news, Reds are up 4. We are through 5. Bad news, tarp monster did get one member of the grounds crew who got undercut and is trying to army crawl a path to freedom. Not sure if Charlie Steiner, Dodgers radio announcer, might be part of it with Mark McGwire.
They were running and they ran so fast she must have tripped and fall. I didn't see how it happened. All I know is that at some point you see that there's a little tent of a person moving underneath the tarp on the field, which is simultaneously funny and also a little scary because are they going to get out of there okay? How is this going to turn out?
That tap, see the single? Yep, there's somebody under there. Actually, injurious.
And she comes out the other side.
One of the bigger cheers of the day.
Best cheer of the day was for that. Cincinnati was up at the time. I don't know why they're falling pants. Anyway, though, you could tell she was super embarrassed, but also probably glad to be okay. You know, and I would assume this is the kind of thing that you maybe don't exactly practice, but you sort of warn people about, like, hey, if this happens, you know, because it can happen.
Oh, you know, she was like, you've told me a million times. I get it.
Yeah, right. You're clear. I don't need to hear this stupid safety message again. I understand. Tie my shoelaces. Fine.
Now we got to have like 3 extra safety meetings because of that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, you know that's true, too. Is there's going to be like insurance rates are going to go up. Everybody's going to have to be in the extra briefs now.
Oh, better yet, she's going to be in the training video from here.
Oh, my God.
For the rest
yes.
of the existence.
This is Heidi.
Yeah.
Don't be like Heidi. Heidi's okay now. Or is she? Oh, 8:58. News Radio Pensacola. Time for future news.
Took me a second.
It's like, and now it's future news. The bridge lights were on last night. Are the bridge lights just going to be on now?
I hope so. It was a pleasant drive home from the beach last night.
Can I just say please? I mean, I sure hope that is the case. I don't think it's true. I don't think we're there.
Probably not.
I want us to be there, but I don't think we're there. Will Alito have any ongoing problems because his wife flew a flag that he didn't know anything about, and when he told her to take it down, she wouldn't?
Absolutely not. I mean, we're all reasonable people.
This story just cracks me up. All of the feminists who hate Alito for other reasons are now angry at him that he can't control his, you know, just his difficult wife. So what is it? He should try to control her or he can't control her? I can't get your story straight.
This is WNRP Golf Breeze Milton, Pensacola. Proud winner of the Crystal Award in recognition of year-round community service.